You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the gym class here in KGYM on this Thursday, January the 28th. Glad to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass here from our studios on the southwest side. Mark Dukes from his back porch, sunny back porch on the southwest side as well. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as KGYM radio stream, the brand new KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. Good show coming up for you. We'll talk college basketball. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us, and we will talk all things college basketball, including the America's team. Can we call them America's team? The Drake Bulldogs. More on that coming up in just a little bit. We'll preview Iowa and Illinois, which will come up scheduled on Friday night as well for you. So we'll have that coming your way on the program here today. Iowa State women's basketball tonight. Cyclones and Kansas State from down at the Little Apple, Manhattan. 6 o'clock with the pregame show at 1600 AM and 102.3 FM with a tip-off scheduled at 6:35 coming up this evening. So we'll have that for you. And see if Iowa State can bounce back after the loss to Texas on the women's side of things as far as the Big 12 is concerned. We'll also talk a little bit about the men's basketball from the Big 10 last night on the program coming up. 307, good afternoon, Mark. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Buttons, everyone. I'm doing well. And I would like to make a recommendation for everyone out there, Scott. I just spent 5 minutes before the show at my front door, the sun streaming in, very bright, closed my eyes, soaked in the sun, very nice feeling. I'd recommend it to everyone.
Just sit there, or just stand there. Do your best. Just
yes.
Whatever you need to do.
It's a chilly day, but it felt so warm on the face.
I believe you. I believe you. Yeah. And take us with you. Thank you very much for doing so. Again, the text number to join us is 319-366-1600. And college basketball to lead things off here today. Drake, Mark, 15-0. They sweep Missouri State down in Springfield. And not only that, Drake led off SportsCenter last night with Scott Van Pelt. How about that? The nation is falling in love with the Cinderella Bulldogs. Can we say that? I think we can.
Well, as it should be. I mean, a team that's 15-0 comes back after 2-3 weeks off and goes on the road, sweeps a 2-game series against one of the Missouri Valley Conference contenders. Why not? I mean, this is already was a terrific story and fast becoming one of the nation's best, I think. And I think really now that all remains in the road for Drake is that rescheduled series with Loyola, February 13th and 14th in the Des Moines. And again, that was postponed earlier. Not to say Drake won't lose one or two along the way, but certainly looks right now the Bulldogs equipped to go to the end and perhaps win this league.
Trying to duplicate the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. Let's just throw it out there right now. Shaquan Hemphill last night, 24 points. Penn at 18, and DJ Wilkins had 11 last night for the Bulldogs as they get the victory in that particular ball game last night. As Drake had a 9-point lead at the halftime break and held on But any win on the road is a very, very good win for this Drake basketball team. And like I said, they're getting publicity, and it is fantastic. And it's just a great story. Now, of course, to go along with that is the fact that the more Drake does well, the more you're going to have people probably after the end of the year, especially if Drake makes the NCAA tournament, maybe does pretty well. You're going to have people inquiring, I think, about Darren DeVries. And can Drake keep him in Des Moines? That's going to be one of the bigger questions out there. We'll see.
Yeah, it could very well be. I think that notice has already been, all across the country. People know about this team. And, the further it goes, the further it remains unbeaten, the loftier the praise will be for not only Drake, but for Darren DeVries. And one question I have is, why isn't this team ranked? Last week it was second behind Boise State in receiving votes. The team's 15-0. Come on.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. Yeah, I would agree. And they got to be soon, if not next week. But we've talked about this before, Mark. Once you get in the top 25, especially this point of the season, it is very hard to get knocked out of the top 25. Kansas has lost 3 in a row. They're still comfortably at number 9 the last time I looked, even though they are at the in the mid spot in the Big 12, right in there. North Carolina and Duke finally fell out of the top 25. Kentucky has been out of it for a while since their horrible start. But once you get in the top 25, especially as you get into February, it's very hard to get you out of the top 25. You got to earn your way out of that top 25, if that makes any sense. I mean, you got to do things that are just crazy, like lose 5 in a row or something like that. And, we'll see. We'll see. It's not the end-all, beat-all to be in the top 25, and that means a whole lot more, and Drake is doing very well as far as that is concerned.
Well, it's a matter of recognition, I think, because if you look at the most recent AP top 25, again, Drake would be 27th, as it were. And you look at the bottom of the top 25, is Drake better than number 25 Louisville or number 24 Oklahoma or number 23 UCLA? I don't know. They're not going to play. Again, it's a matter of recognition to me.
319-366-1600. David and Hudson weighing in. Drake doesn't even need Liam Robbins. Of course, the 7-foot center played for Drake before transferring up to the University of Minnesota, where he's had a pretty darn good Big Ten season so far. And we talked about that a little bit yesterday, and we'll get Kevin Lehman's thoughts about it as well coming up in about 10 minutes. But it's just a situation. It changes the dynamic and changes the chemistry of the basketball team if Liam Robbins is there. If you have a 7-footer, you got to get him touches. And perhaps, I'm not saying that Drake wouldn't be better with him, but I can't guarantee they would be better with him, because this team is predicated on a play without a 7-footer, playing very good belly-to-belly, man-to-man defense. Very good team-oriented basketball right now for Drake. And, that's not a negative against Liam Robbins. It's just that things change when you would have him on the squad for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and this is one of the questions, and I know you probably as well, that I had for Kevin Lehman coming up, and what would have changed the dynamic, because Robbins is really rounding into a nice Big Ten player. But you make an excellent point. You've got a 7-footer in the middle, and how much does that change the chemistry, the approach of what you're doing on the floor? I'm sure it would be different. Hey, right now, 15-0 is hard to beat, and David Hudson is right. They don't need Robbins right now.
No. And who knows how it would play out as far as a dynamic is concerned. 319-366-1600. There was Big Ten basketball last night as well, as a pair of games went off, as it was Penn State giving Ohio State a scare and actually led with about 2 or 3 minutes remaining in that ball game, but Ohio State hunkered in and won it 83-79 to raise their record to 13-4. And then after that, Wisconsin just edged out Maryland. Maryland with a comeback in the second half. It came up a little bit short. Wisconsin did what they had to do, with Potter having a double-double last night to get the victory, 61-55. So they split, with each team winning on the road between the Terps and the Wisconsin Badgers this year.
Yeah, Potter and Trex were really good in that game, what I watched of it. And don't look now, Wisconsin 7-3 in the league, and nipping at the heels of Iowa and Michigan. Game I'm really interested in watching is tonight's Michigan State-Rutgers game, because Michigan State's got four losses, hasn't played in a while. We'll get Langford back, which is huge. And Rutgers with six losses, but at home, no crowd, a different atmosphere at the rack. But we'll see how Michigan State looks after having quite a bit of time off.
True. Yeah, and of course, Iowa's going to get Michigan State coming up twice, and that will be in the next couple of weeks. Knock on wood, I guess. And of course, we look forward to Iowa-Illinois coming up tomorrow night, and we'll have plenty more on that coming up with Kevin. We'll have plenty more on that coming up tomorrow, but really looking forward to that. I think it should be a whole lot of fun, that game. Two teams that we talked about do not like each other. No doubt about that. 319-366-1600 here at 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Coming your way, been talking a little bit of college basketball with the Drake Bulldogs in there. And I know this happened yesterday, and read quite a little bit about it last night and earlier on today. Happened during Todd and Alex's show, but we lost Cloris Leachman yesterday. And I knew she was a native of Iowa and a Des Moines native, but did not know the background. A Des Moines Roosevelt product, Mark. Did you know that?
I did.
A Rough Rider. And in fact, the auditorium and stage was named after Cloris Leachman, which I did not know until I read that last night and today. And she was actually there just 2 or 3 years ago at Roosevelt High School and meeting the kids in the drama department there. You talk about a great, great honor and just a really neat thing for her and for the kids. But sorry to see her pass yesterday. But like I said, I did not know that everything – that the auditorium and everything was named after her over at Roosevelt.
Yeah, I didn't either until I read more about her. And, I mean, what a terrific career, whether she's from Iowa or not. Everything from the Mary Tyler Moore Show to starring on the big screen and Broadway. Did so many wonderful acting jobs. I mean, just... one of the top actresses of all time, I have to believe.
Yeah, and she will definitely be missed. Had many awards and was terrific in the television and movies and the stage, which she starred in. So, yeah, we will miss Cloris Leachman out there. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on a Thursday edition of the program. And Zach Johnson not playing this week on the PGA Tour, but they are at Torrey Pines this week, and should be a very interesting tournament because, as golf aficionados know, the U.S. Open coming up in June will be held at Torrey Pines. So Torrey Pines is always a tough track, the South Course, but getting it ready for a U.S. Open and having a PGA Tour stop there is probably going to equate with a lot higher scores. You're probably not going to see 23 under this week, I wouldn't imagine.
Not if they played the South Course fully. They're playing the North and South Course, and right now the leaders are really tearing up the North course. Three-way tie for the lead right now at minus six, and all three are playing the North course. South course, as you mentioned, much tougher. But we'll see in the weekend when these guys are playing just the South course.
Yeah, so we'll see how that plays out. Quarterback news going out there today as well. Deshaun Watson still wanting to be traded. Who knows where Matthew Stafford is going to go. And we may be hearing about that for a long, long time. We'll see. By the way, if you're into colors and things like that, if it has any impact as far as your thoughts about the Super Bowl, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had the choice of what they are the home team. They had the choice of what they wanted to do. And Tampa Bay is going to wear white jerseys for the Super Bowl. And apparently pewter pants, white and pewter, will be the colors for Tampa Bay. And that puts the Chiefs for the second consecutive year in the red jerseys, even though they are the visiting team. So there you go. If you're like Diane Chambers in the old Cheers episode and you focus your bets on state flowers and colors of the uniforms for the teams, I have helped you out.
That's what they do in horse racing, isn't it? To a certain extent.
I don't know.
It's what's under those jerseys that matter to me.
Yeah. And so we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out coming up in about a week and a half. Iowa State women's basketball coming up tonight, as we mentioned, at 6 o'clock. Hawkeye women are in action tonight as well, Mark.
Yeah, 5 o'clock matchup with Northwestern, and Iowa trying to exact some revenge because Northwestern put the clamps on Caitlin Clark over in Evanston, and I know Iowa wants to reverse that outcome. Starting tip a little after 5 o'clock.
Yes, that'll be coming up, and Todd and Alex will keep you updated on that particular game. 3:22, we're going to step aside, take a break, come back, and we will talk to the coach, Kevin Lehman, as it'll be off the glass. We'll talk Drake basketball and more with Kevin when we return after this. You're listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Hey folks, this is Alex Kuhn from KGYM. What better way to celebrate the 55th edition of the big game than with exclusive 55-1 odds on FanDuel Sportsbook? If you've never tried FanDuel before, new users can bet on either team and get 55-1 odds when the Chiefs play the Buccaneers. That's right, you can bet $5 and win $275 if you pick the winner of the big game on February 7th. Chiefs Kingdom, if you think that your team can stifle Tom Brady, 55-1 odds. And this is just one of many reasons to use FanDuel. They have tons of odds boosts and specials, not only every day, but they feature big super boosts each weekend. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code KUHN to get started. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $275. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
I'm Governor Kim Reynolds. COVID-19 isn't bigger than Iowans' resolve to overcome it. Together, we can stop the spread of the virus and get life back to normal by taking simple steps to protect ourselves and others. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, get tested, and isolate from others if you have the virus, and get a flu shot to prevent further illness. Doing these things will protect you and those most at risk. Let's step up and stop the spread together.
Sponsored by the State of Iowa and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Find your style with Patriot Lighting from Menards. We carry a great selection of interior lighting products. Check out the Leaf Island Light. Its stylish design will add a modern touch to any kitchen with its satin nickel frame and graphite accents. Just $149.99. The Brooklyn Island Light comes with vintage style bulbs and has an industrial feel. Right now it's only $189.99. Save on everything to update your home now at Menards. Price is good through Sunday, January 31st.
Save big money at Menards. Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of nine kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
325, back with you on the gym class here on KGYM on this Thursday edition of the program. Thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. Reminder, each Friday coming up at 5 o'clock, it is Drive Time on KGYM with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They take the hour to talk about the weekend's upcoming big local and regional events. And it's brought to you by Lender Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Before we get to Kevin, we're running into this again here, Mark. We have now Jeff Johnson reporting, as well as several others, and it's on the Mississippi Valley Conference website as well. Tomorrow night, we were scheduled to have the doubleheader between Liberty and City High, and that will now be postponed because we know, I think Jeff's reporting that Liberty and City are both in the COVID protocol. So we are now looking for another game, and I think I have found one. Xavier and West will play. They're scheduled to play in boys basketball, and I think we're going to have that now on 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow night. It's crazy.
Yeah, things seem to change. As you we mentioned, every day it's unfortunate for those schools. I'm not sure what to say anymore, Scott. I'm really not.
Yeah. Try scheduling this stuff.
Yeah.
So, Miles, Eric, if you're listening, scrub that one. It's now Xavier at West in boys basketball tomorrow night. We'll get a hold of you afterwards. We're going to talk college basketball right now with Coach Kevin Lehman. He joins us here with our weekly segment, Off the Glass. And it is brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. With over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction, trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. Find out more online at shootershomes.com. Check it out. That's shootershomes.com. And I don't care what level you're at, Kevin. This is the way it's been, and we just have to accept it. And we're going to have games that are going to be postponed, games that are going to be moved on. You've had it. We've had it, and you just adjust, right?
You really do, and I think what we fail to forget, guys, is how much stress and pressure this puts on the student-athletes, because they're just kids trying to get through an academic year and a college basketball season, and they're getting things thrown at them left or right that they'll never face in their lifetime again, let's hope. And so it's hard on them. I don't know if we talk enough about the mental health of student athletes going through what they're going through this year.
I would agree. I would agree on that. What does Drake have to do to get rated and ranked?
Well, I think you go win at Missouri State twice. I expect to see them in the top 25 when this poll comes out Monday. Their net ranking went up to a 9 today. And I don't know if you watched that game at Missouri State. They didn't play for 22 days, guys. 22 days, they're down in the first half by 16 or 17. They come back and win that game. And here's the stat that absolutely jumped off the page for me. They haven't played for 22 days. They have 5 turnovers on the road. Nobody does that. That's amazing coaching job by Darren DeVries.
Kevin, one of the questions and comments we've had is let me phrase it this way. Drake really doesn't need Liam Robbins, the 7-foot center who transferred to Minnesota. You know, at 15-0, you can't do much better than that. But the question for you is, if Drake had Liam Robbins, how differently would Darren DeVries be playing, scheming and whatnot? Would it be a totally different chemistry? Take us inside that.
You know, that's a great question, and I've been asked that quite a bit, Mark, because what they're doing now, and they put this in the summer, and Darren told me they did this. One of the benefits Drake had is they had their players there all summer. They didn't have some COVID issues until this last flare-up in January. So they started putting that pressure that you see Dana Altman used at Creighton and now at Oregon. Tank Hemphill, their graduate transfer from Wisconsin Green Bay, is in front of the press, and he creates all sorts of havoc. It reminds me of Dr. Tom. We used to always put his 6'11 guy on the ball. Remember Bobby Knight used to back up and throw it right in his face, that defender? They don't quite do it that way, but you'll wonder, okay, would Tank Hemphill, was that the roster spot he filled? But I really think it was Darnell Brody that came in and took Leon Robbins' spot. I tend to think, to answer your question, though, they would still be doing this, and you would have a basket protector at the end of that press in Leon Robbins. Would they play different offensively? I think that part might change. I don't think the defense would change.
Yeah, and that's a $25,000 question, or however amount of money you want to put into it. And I don't think it can be answered properly, because if Liam Robbins is in there, you got to give him a touch on the offensive side, I think, when you go into the half court. I mean, if you got a 7-footer in the Mo Valley, I think you have to give him. And who knows how that changes things, and who knows the personnel that Darren DeVries would be putting out on the court if Robbins was still in Des Moines.
Well, I will tell you this. Well, Darnell Brody, the Seton Hall transfer that barely played at Seton Hall because of injuries and illness, had 16 points, 15 rebounds in that first game at Missouri State. He carried them in the first half, and we hadn't seen him score like that before. But it brings up the point that you said, Scott. Do you need to, if it was Leon Robbins in there, would you have to change your offense and play a little more you know, where you're going to get Robbins the basketball in the low block? What this team does so well, this Drake Bulldog team, is they get the ball in the paint. They don't necessarily throw it in there. They drive it. They drive it and score it, or they drive it and kick it out for a three. And they spread you out. If you watch Creighton play, a lot of the same concepts, three-point shooters, drive and kick, drive and score, really, really puts pressure on the defense. If Leon Robbins in there plugging it up, does that change? Possibly. But you still got that 7-foot dude that's doing pretty good in the Big Ten right now. Leon Robbins having a pretty good career at Minnesota.
Yeah, he is. And Mark, can I get one in real quick before
yes, sir.
You get in there? And Drake, number 9 in the net, like you said. You got Loyola, 25. Drake and Loyola, we hope, are going to be on a crash course to play one another coming up twice. Prospects, you got to think, are pretty good for the Mo Valley to be a two-bid league this year, don't you think?
I'm with you on that, Scott, but I just got talking to Jordan Burnfield, because he's got Bradley at Valpo tonight, so we were talking about the Bradley team. He said Lenardi has Loyola as the first four out. And I said, okay, if they go to Missouri State this week and win, they will be in. And they got a big clash at Drake coming up on Valentine's Day weekend, two games. Porter Mosier complained to me that in this new schedule, he has to go to Missouri State, he has to go to Drake, he has to go to Bradley, the three top teams in the Valley along with Loyola. And I said to him, those are quad one opportunities for you to build a resume for an at-large. He wasn't buying what I was telling him because he wants some home games against those people, but it really is an opportunity for this league to get two teams in the NCAA tournament.
Kevin, before we get into Iowa-Illinois tomorrow, I want to talk about tonight's game, Michigan State and Rutgers. Obviously, the Spartans have had some time off. It appears Jeremy Langford is going to be back for the Spartans. But sitting with four losses in the league, how big a game is this for the Spartans?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge for both teams, Mark, because look at this Rutgers team went in a big slump before they got a win here a couple of days ago. So I think both these teams are like dangerous animals with their backs against the wall. And here's what's funny. Look how well Drake played after that long layoff. I saw Bradley do it after a long layoff. Teams have come out of these layoffs and actually played better than you think they would, because you would think, okay, your timing's off. Go back to Gonzaga against Iowa. Look how well Gonzaga played in that game. I really thought teams would struggle more. It makes me think, like Allen Iverson said, practice, man? We're talking about practice. Do they really need practice? These teams have really played well coming out of COVID.
They have. Iowa, Illinois tomorrow night, and they don't like each other. Let's just say that. The only meeting, you got Illinois at home. They've lost twice in the Big Ten at home. You got them sitting with three losses. You got Iowa one game behind Michigan going into tonight anyway. What are you looking for tomorrow night in Champaign?
Well, first of all, I'm surprised you guys even brought me back on the radio, because last week you asked me the poll question, would Iowa cover the 10? And I did not hesitate, and I said, no problem against Indiana. That didn't happen, guys.
It did not.
You're going to ask me again about the Illini? I tell you, when they got those, they're much like Iowa. DeSumo comes back. Kofi Colbert comes back because they want to take their team to a Final Four. So this is two programs on a crash course with guys that are hungry to take their programs to the next level. So I think, you know, we've talked about this before. I think this Illinois-Iowa rivalry is so good for the Big Ten and for both these programs. They don't like each other. I think we kind of like watching games where people don't like each other.
If you had a choice, would you try to take DeSumo or Colbert out of the game?
I don't know if you can take DeSumo out of the game. And Iowa has had problems with big, long guards like that. He's so good in transition. If you could, he'd be the guy because of his ability to score in the open court and to take the ball off the glass and lead the break himself. And I think he's one of the best finishers in college basketball. This guy's got it. This is an NBA player you're watching here in DeSumo. He's going to be an early pick. He's the key to this Illini team. But Colbert is going to present a challenge for Garza because of his physical strength and size, and that's going to be another great matchup to watch.
It is, and we know the trouble Iowa had against Gonzaga. And the Hawks did not play very much zone in that game. I anticipate Iowa, they'll come out in man, I think, but I don't think it's going to take too long before Iowa settles into that zone because they like you said, they just cannot let Io DeSumo get to the basket. And I'm, again, wondering who is going to stop him from getting to the basket in a man-to-man situation.
Well, we've seen this before with Iowa is, you know, they have to go that zone because those big guards give them problems. Marcus Carr, Jalen Suggs, those are the guys Iowa's always had problems with, and they had to go to zone to try to alleviate those problems. So I think you're going to see that again tonight, Scott, to your point. And when you look at this Iowa team, you know, everybody kind of really reacted to this Indiana loss because – as an Iowa fan, which you guys are, you know, I grew up in Iowa City. I'm an Iowa fan. You see that 12-minute where they don't score a basket, and you think, oh, if this happens in the NCAA tournament, you're packing your bags and going home. So is this, you know, you see against Indiana, was that an aberration? I kind of think it is, because I don't think you're going to see C.J. Frederick and J-Bo go 0-for-9. In another Big Ten game. So I look for this Iowa team to come out hitting on all cylinders here against the Illini.
Well, as a footnote with you guys discussing the Iowa employing the zone, if Frederick is not available, that I think underscores even more you got to go to a zone.
Well, it shortens the bench, but it's a pretty deep bench. But that bench has to perform in a really hostile environment. Although, let me take that back because I guess it's going to be empty over there, won't it?
Yeah.
There's no fans allowed in the state of Illinois. But and that's the funny thing, too, guys, is how much is the home court an advantage this season with no fans? And will the NCAA take that into effect when they look at their net rankings? Because, you know, you get those quad one bumps by wins on the road. But it's not the same this year.
But we're still seeing
the absence of fans.
Yeah, we're still seeing most of the home teams win, though, which is unusual. Except for in Wisconsin, Maryland, they just have the road team win all the time.
In the Valley, though, I just got the stats today in one of the printouts. It's not as lopsided as it's been in the past in the Valley. It's a little more even. But that may be because of the back-to-backs. It's a different situation in that league because you're playing the same team two times in 2 days.
Kind of a fun question, Kevin, on the text line from David at Hudson. Over and under one technical in the Iowa-Illinois game. Wasn't there four last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I think I got to take the over in that one.
You hope not. You hope not, but I'm kind of with you. The officials, they know. The Big Ten office is telling them, hey, whoever is assigned to this game, there were problems last year. I got to think they're going to keep this thing close to the vest tomorrow night.
But you know what else, too, Scott? These two coaches, Brad Underwood, Fran McCaffrey, these technicals are, even though Fran, you think he's not in control, sometimes they're sending a message not to the officials, but to their teams. And I think both these coaches are a little bit, they may use a technical for motivation for their players if you're getting down on something. Because you know what else you've seen technicals do, guys? If you think your team's getting a raw deal and they see you stand up for them, a lot of times we've seen that turn a game in your favor, that technical, because the players know, hey, my coach has got my back. And I think, you know, Fran does that quite often with these guys. They talk glowingly of Fran and the way he handles them in the locker room and off the court.
Talking with Kevin Lehman. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Kevin, Iowa State and not a pretty particularly good spot right now, as you know, winless in the Big 12. Now the SEC Challenge comes up this weekend. Iowa State has to go to Mississippi State, which is a 500 team, but capable. And sounds like Steve Prohm may get a player back, but that's about it. So another uphill struggle, it appears.
I tell you what, that was a sad situation. You look at a team that's got four starters sidelined. Coleman Lands didn't play. Trey Jackson out. Javon Johnson, Solomon Young. You got one starter in that Oklahoma State game. What, they have seven total players? So they need to get some guys healthy. Because you look down that, I think we do this every week. You look at that schedule at Mississippi State. And that's Ben Howland coaching down there, the old UCLA coach. And then you have West Virginia at home. You got to go to Oklahoma. Oklahoma just bopped in the top 25, another NCAA tournament team in the Big 12. This league in the Big 12, we always talk about how good the Big 10 is. The Big 12 is not far behind. Half their teams are ranked in the top 25. So it is a tough road when you've got a young team, you've got COVID interruptions, you're trying to get them to blend together. So Steve Prohm really got his hands full in Ames.
Did we underestimate the Big 12? This year, I mean, we knew Baylor was going to be very, very good, and they are. They're undefeated. They're up there in Drake territory at 15-0 right now. But then I think Texas is overperforming a little bit, even though Oklahoma beat Texas the other night. But Texas had, I think, two or three of their starters out with COVID. And West Virginia is sitting there at about 500. Okie State's 500. Texas Tech and Kansas are both 500. And I think you're going to see seven Big 12 teams in the NCAA tournament by the time it's all said and done.
Well, the two teams, you mentioned it, Texas. We didn't expect Texas to be this good. I mean, they're ranked fifth in the country. And you got an Oklahoma team that's surprising everybody right now, too. And you got Oklahoma State with Cade Cunningham, although he's been out, projected to be the number one pick. So that's a dangerous team. I think the top is really good. When have you looked at the Big 12, guys, and seen Kansas in the second half? They're sitting at 4-4. They are tied for fifth in this league. That just does not happen to the Jayhawks. And we always, I always say you can't bet against Bill Self to win a Big 12 title regular season. I think this year I'm going to lose that bet.
It's not happening this year. They're still ninth rated, though.
Who else is good, guys? And he's done a great job as Texas Tech. They just, he keeps reloading that program. And that was a doormat for years.
True. Yeah, very true.
Kevin, another team that needs some good medicine is the Northern Iowa Panthers. And my Coco Hawks obliged the other night. But back into Valley play, maybe a good remedy going to Southern Illinois. No?
Well, I just had a call with Ben Jacobson, and he didn't give the check to your Quahawks because they played zone the whole game. They didn't get the memo. They played zone for 35 minutes. So Jake was joking around that he didn't give Brian Martin the check when they left because you're not supposed to do that in those types of games. But, yeah, Southern Illinois is another team coming off that COVID shutdown. They went to Indiana State, played really well. Their best player, Marcus DeMasque, who was freshman of the year last year, is out with a foot injury, probably not going to play. You know, and Ben said, typical Ben Jacobson, you know, this they're trying to get better every day. And he made a great point, guys, Coach Jake. When that conference tournament comes around in St. Louis, who knows what's going to happen? You could be a play-in team and get a forfeit because of COVID and move yourself right into the next round. He says it's going to be a crazy year down there. So he's trying to build his team day to day, get those young guys experience. And you comes March, you never know what's going to happen in conference tournaments.
Yeah, you don't.
Hey, you tell Jake that Koa is not the Washington Generals, okay?
I'm going to do that for you, Mark.
Hey, by the way, while we're giving out kudos today, they're a very good team and a great program each and every year in the Ohio Valley. But Belmont and our local guy, Evan Bronze down there, playing very big role for Belmont. They're 16-1, and they're 10-0 in the Ohio Valley right now, and probably on their way to an NCAA bid unless something strange happens in the conference tournament one more time. But good to see him doing well down there in Nashville.
You know, Scott, I did a number of Ohio Valley league games last year. I had that ESPN package, so I was going down there on a Thursday doing their league games and coming back and getting a Valley game on Saturday. Belmont is a special place. Beautiful campus, beautiful arena. And I told him I knew Evan Brown, that my brother had coached him at Regina, and they were really excited to get him. They were surprised they pulled him out of Iowa, away from Northern Iowa and Drake. I think they're a little shocked that they got that young man. But that, you know, Rick Byrd retired. They haven't missed a beat on the new coach. It's just one of those places you got to go see. It's a really beautiful campus. They're building a new practice arena, have a beautiful arena. It's not a Gonzaga, but this is a program that's been a mid-major power and maybe under the radar a little bit. And here's another thing, guys. When that was the team, I think it was when Creighton left, that's the team the Valley wanted to take.
Yep.
And they had just switched to Ohio Valley, I think, the year before. So the president said, we can't switch leagues again. But think what a great addition that would have been to the Missouri Valley Conference.
It would have been. Would have been a great addition, no doubt about that. One of the top stories, as well as Winthrop in the Big South. Winthrop doing it again. They're 15-0. They're in Drake territory. We're comparing everybody to Drake these days now, Kevin.
Well, they're up there. You've got Gonzaga, you've got Baylor, you got Winthrop and Drake, and I think Alabama A&M may be 4-0. Those are the five undefeated left. And Drake's got Illinois State coming into NAP next week. So look for them. I don't want to put the jinx on them, but they could run this thing to 17-0, guys. With Illinois State coming in there.
Yeah, we'll see.
What's coming up in your broadcast world, Kevin?
Well, as Doug McDermott said when Creighton left for the Big East, he said, the best thing about going to the Big East, I no longer have to go to Carbondale, Illinois, or Terre Haute, Indiana. And tomorrow, guys, I'm getting in the car, and I'm driving 7 hours to Carbondale, Illinois.
Can't beat that. By the way, Coach McDermott with a heck of a comeback last night as Creighton came from behind to beat the Hall last night. We had that game on KGYM, so hope everyone enjoyed that. But, yeah,
They were down 17, Scott. They were down 17 and came back and won on the road at Seton Hall.
Yep. Very nice win. Coach McDermott's got a good team this year. They are really fun to watch.
They're a little undersized inside, but they can really run and shoot it. And his point guard, Zigarowski, was hurt when he lost at Butler, but he's back now. Yeah, that is a really fun team to watch play.
All right.
He's really the thing about Greg McDermott. Remember at Northern Iowa, he ran set plays and everything was in the those games were in the 40s and 50s. Now he's scoring in the 90s. He's reinvented himself as a coach.
Good to see. Good to see. All right, Kevin. Hey, safe travels to Carbondale.
All right, guys. An update: the women's softball team in Iowa—they're about to get their schedule. Got that word from Chris and Sarah, so maybe we'll have some news next week on the Iowa softball team and where they're going to be playing at.
Won't be in Iowa City for a while, unless
nope.
It's indoors.
Not unless they put pipes underneath that field.
Nope. We may get a little bit more snow coming up over the weekend. Kevin, always appreciate it, and we'll talk next week.
All right, guys, I'm anxious to see if I win that over-under on those technicals.
We'll see. We'll write that down. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, see you guys.
350, Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here in the gym class on KGYM. And Mark and I will take a break. We'll come back and have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night and more when we continue on the gym class on KGYM.
The COVID-19 pandemic is the worst healthcare crisis of our lifetime. Hospitals, care centers, and their staff are overwhelmed, and it's getting worse. By now, we all know someone who's been affected by the virus. But there is hope. Vaccines are coming and getting closer every day. But while we wait for relief, you need to do your part. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and maintain your distance. It's for now, not forever. This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Rain, sleet, and snow are coming. To threaten your visibility and turn your commute into a battle. But the Michelin Man is ready to protect you with Michelin wiper blades. Exclusive Smart Flex technology makes these blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you the best wipe possible and streak-free, long-lasting performance for safer driving. Winter is coming, and when it arrives, be ready. Michelin wiper blades. It doesn't get any clearer than this. Available Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. 353 back with you on the Thursday edition of the gym class on KGYM. Tomorrow, good show coming up for a Friday. We're going to talk about the NFL draft for the first time. Dan Shanka, our friend from Our Lad Scouting Service, will be joining us, and we will talk about what is happening, is who's coming, who's leaving, and how they're looking so far. There is no combine as we know it this year. It's different. So we'll talk about that from a scouting standpoint as well. Looking forward to talking with Dan coming up tomorrow.
Absolutely. Not only the draft, but there's some all-star games. I think at least one, if not two, on Saturday. Dan always has his nose in that. So, yeah, looking very much forward to talking with Dan.
Time now for a Bowling Night in America recap. It is brought to you by May City Bowling, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the official home of Bowling Night in America, which was a fun bowling night. They're all fun. Some are more fun than others, Mark. And last night was more fun than usual.
It was a blast for the Rusty Nails, that's for sure. Winning 27 out of 30 points, 27-3 last night for the Nails in the Adult Evergreen League. And I suspect, Scott, after 2 lopsided wins in the last 3 weeks, PED testing is coming to the Evergreen.
Well,
or some kind of testing. I don't know.
No. It was
very, very good night.
It was the magic of Bruner, Bruner, and Bruner.
Well, Jeff Bruner, 682, is the fifth highest series in the league, and Rod, his brother, right behind at 642, and the other brother, Mike, chipping in. So it's a pretty good combination.
Not bad. Not bad last night. And congratulations to a 300 bowler last night.
Indeed, Tristan Gardeman with a perfect game last night in the league. He was followed closely by Sawyer Hansen with 299. Not sure what Sawyer left on his 12th ball, but very close to another perfect game. Hansen had the high series at 783, and Gardeman right behind at 744. So congratulations to those guys.
Yeah. We told Buzz his 288 just doesn't cut it anymore.
No.
Just doesn't cut it anymore.
You got to do better than that, Buzz.
You got to do better than that. But we're up to eighth now. No, tied for seventh, right?
Yeah, it's getting kind of scary and moving ever so closely to the coveted left side of the ledger. And we can't get too far ahead of ourselves because a few weeks remain, but more weeks like last night could get interesting.
We'll see, but yeah. And if you'd like to inquire about open bowling, which they do have, also about the pro shop they have over at May City, we encourage you to do so and give Tom and his staff a great bunch of people. Give them a call and inquire, right?
Yeah, especially during these times, make sure what's up, what's available at May City, 362-0136. And as always, you can visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
There you go. We'll have another glorious week next week of Bowling Night in America. The Iowa women, see what they can do tonight as they will hit the court at 5 o'clock as they will be in Big Ten action. The Iowa State women coming up tonight. We've got it for you at 6 o'clock with the pregame on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM for you as Iowa State will take on Kansas State. And again, tomorrow night, we'll put this out up on the website and get it out as well. Liberty and City High, the doubleheader is off for tomorrow. So instead, we will have boys basketball. Xavier will be at West High tomorrow. That'll be on 106.3 FM. And our Wash Linmar double dip is still on 107.5 FM coming up tomorrow. So fingers crossed that all stays. And fingers crossed you have a good night, Mark.
Without a doubt. Thanks, Scott. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next.
Every player matters, and finding the right person can make all the difference.
In 1999, the Indianapolis coach traded Marshall Faulk to the St. Louis Rams for a second and fifth round pick. The move helped transform the Rams offense into one of the most dynamic in the